This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All praise due to Allah رب العالمين May Allah accept all our prayers May Allah accept our siyam May Allah make it easy for us to look for Laylatul Qadr. Ameen. While we are trying to get closer to Allah Rabbul Alameen every day by fasting, every night by our qiyam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easier. As we are trying to get closer to Allah Rabbul Alameen, there will be a lot of tests from Allah Rabbul Alameen itself. One of the important things that I always remind all our good brothers and sisters who are joining us every night in our qiyam is that we should have the intention that we are trying our best to follow the Messenger of Allah Rabbul Alameen, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaching. His sunnah. Whether the sunnah of the Prophet is important or not, let us look in this ayah in Surah An-Nur, Surah 24, verses 63. One of the ayah remind us, فَلِيَحْزَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَلِيمٌ Allah remind the believers, let those let those who oppose his command be warned. That means Allah is giving us a very strong warning. For those who claim to be the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of us, inshallah, claim to be the followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We all love our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam dearly, but if you keep on opposing his command, then you create a fitna. We have created a fitna towards the teaching of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this fitna will end by we having a very strong and painful punishment from Allah. Azabun alim. Just one simple example. If the Prophet said, when you want to pray Jama'ah, your role must be straight. Straighten yourself. Again, I talk about saf. Stand close to each other. The Prophet was sent to unite the Ummah. When you give space, then Shaitan will come in and divide the Ummah. Just the opposite. Prophet was sent to unite us through our prayer. But if you do not follow what he commands you to do, you allowing yourself to divide among the Ummah, and they are working with Satan, and Satan is our number one enemy. There was a photo sent to me. I thought that this photo would not come from this place, but it came from here. That what we are praying so happened. Maybe it's not our fault. Maybe we are not aware what is happening. That when we are praying Jama'ah, sometimes they will put the drinking, this mineral water, in between the saf. When I saw this photo, I thought that this is from other masjid. I don't blame any one of us here, but I will just remind how the Satan worked within ourselves. Maybe we are not aware the importance of saf, even we have been reminded every night. But may Allah give us the understanding. To follow the Prophet is not a choice. If you think that it is a choice, let us look into this hadith. An Anas qala bayna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam zata yawmin bayna al-azhurina iza akhfa ikhfa'atan thumma rafa'a ra'sahu mubtasima. فقلنا ما أضحك يا رسول الله ما أضحكك يا رسول الله قال أنزلت علي عنيفا سورة فقرأ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصلي لربك وانهر Inna shani aka huwal abta. This is the shortest surah in the whole Quran. Allahu Akbar. Thumma qal, then the Prophet said, Atadruna ma al-kawthar? Faqulna Allah wa rasuluhu a'lam. قال فإنه نحر وأدنيه ربي عز وجل عليه خير كثير هو حوض تريد عليه أمتي يوم القيامة حوض تريد عليه أمتي يوم القيامة آنيته عدد النجوم فيختلج عبد منهم فَأَقُولُ رَبِّ إِنَّهُ مِنْ أُمَّتِي إِنَّهُ مِنْ أُمَّتِي فَيَقُولُ مَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدَ. Hadith sahih, rawahu Muslim, Abu Dawud, wan Nasa'i. The meaning of the saying, Anas radiallahu anhu, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, narrated that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day took a nap among us. He was just taking a quick nap and woke up laughing. He woke up and he was laughing. We asked him, "O Messenger of Allah, why did you smile? And what made you laugh?" The Prophet ﷺ said, "A surah was revealed to me before. When I was just taking a short nap, a surah was revealed to him." Then the Prophet ﷺ read out that surah with the name of Allah, the most beneficent and the most merciful. "Verily we have granted you, O Muhammad, Al-Kawthar, a river in paradise. Therefore, turn in prayer to your Lord and sacrifice to Him only. Prepare to sacrifice for only Allah, not for other reason, but purely for Allah. For He who make you angry." That means those who are not happy with you, anyone who are not happy with you, O Muhammad, will be cut off. "Inna shani aka huwal abtar." Who are the people who don't make the Prophet happy? Then the Prophet asked, "Do you know what Al-Kawthar is?" He was asking his companion. So Anas said, and all the companion who was with the Prophet, "Allah and His Messenger know best." Normally the companion, the Prophet, will not like to give any answer or make any conclusion. They will just say, "Allah and the Prophet know best." Then the Prophet ﷺ said, "It is a river in paradise, and Allah promised to give me." Allah promised that He will give me this river. "It is full of every good thing, and my ummah will aim at it on the day of resurrection. Only my ummah will have the right to drink from this pool of water. Its cups are as many as stars." There's a lot of cups ready, because there's a lot of the follower of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Something happened. When the Prophet was looking for his ummati, the other Prophet will not call ummati. The other Prophet, if anybody approached them, they will just say to them, Nafsi. No. I can't help you. Nafsi. I'm just taking care of myself." But our Prophet ﷺ was granted by Allah to call his ummah, ummati. Allahu Akbar. See how loving our Prophet ﷺ towards us. We don't see him, neither he have met us, but he will remember us. He will call out for his ummah, ummati. Why? Because he want his ummah to come close to this pool of water and then drink from Al-Kawthar. "Some of my followers," this is what the Prophet said, it's not those who are not following the Prophet, "some of my followers will be prevented from it. They were not allowed by Allah to drink the water from Al-Kawthar." Then the Prophet asked, "Oh my Lord," the Prophet said, "Rabbi, innahu min ummati." Oh Allah, they are my followers. They are my ummah. And you promised that this is for me and my ummah. And why now you stop some of them? Allah will say to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "O you Muhammad, you do not know how they follow your sunnah after you pass away." This group of ummah have been ignoring, have been rejecting, opposing your sunnah. When you call them to do this, they just do the opposite. They don't care. They like to follow their desire. They like to follow people. They don't like to follow your sunnah anymore, ya Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a very serious thing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sharing with us about the dialogue between he and Allah. Of course, the Prophet is not here to witness all of us. He's not here to perform prayer with us. But his sunnah is still alive. Imam Shafi'i rahimallahu alayhi, the great Imam, that majority of this region follow, he said, "When I was listening to the saying of the Prophet that was conveyed to me by my teacher, any of my teachers," he have a lot of teachers, "the way I respect the word of the Prophet, like the Prophet was talking to me." That's how they feel very close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even he don't live in the time of the Prophet, neither he was the Tabi'in. You know, the Prophet's time is the Sahaba. After that, Tabi'in. Tabi'in are those who met the companions. Abu Hanifa met the companion. Imam Malik never met any of the Sahaba. Imam Shafi'i never met any of the Sahaba. So they are Tabi'in. But see how they honor and respect the teaching of Prophet Muhammad, the saying of the Prophet. If any scholar is quoting the saying of the Prophet, the way they respond to the saying is like the Prophet was talking to them. They pay attention and they respond to the saying of the Prophet ﷺ, as though as the Prophet was alive telling them what to do. Allahu Akbar walillahi alham. I promised you last night, brother and sister, that one day I will show you, I will give you a very clear idea how to follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, and how to understand what is sunnah of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. The general public, every Muslim, everywhere you go, you ask, "What is sunnah? What is the meaning of sunnah?" They will say to you, "Sunnah is sunnat." The Malay way of answering is easier. Sunnah Nabi itu sunnat. When you say sunnat, then the meaning of sunnat, yujar ala fi'lih. The meaning of sunnah, yujar ala fi'lihi. Whoever do it will be rewarded. Alhamdulillah. It's like the qiyam. Whoever stand up at night to perform qiyam Ramadan, inshallah, you'll be rewarded, inshallah. With your patience with us, you'll be rewarded more. Wala yu'aqif ala tarqihi. No sin for those who do not follow. That is the general understanding of the ummah today. Yukjar ala fi'lih wa la yu'aqib ala tarqih. They said the definition of sunnah is that you will be rewarded when you do it, and no sin if you abandon it. Is that our understanding, brother and sister? No, normally is that our understanding? Before you really know what is sunnah, do you have the same understanding? Yes, I have the same understanding before. Sunnat. The first thing happened to me when I become a Muslim is what? Sunnat. They say you must bersunnat. That is the first thing that will happen to any guy who wants to be a Muslim. Yeah. But anyhow, brother and sister, we believe that all of us who are here every day, every night, they are trying their best. But what you are trying is really a jihad. Sometimes the nafs come in. The nafs will say, don't bother, small matter. There is a nafs. But inshallah, I believe before the end of Ramadan, we will become better. We are going to win this battle. We are going to make sure the South is going to be strong. Inshallah, no more mineral bottle in between. Inshallah. Get the mineral bottle out and put in front of you. No problem. Yeah, no problem. But inshallah, I will share with you, I'm preparing that just to show you how to understand the beautiful sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And tomorrow is a great day for all of us. For those who have been with us, inshallah, may Allah reward all of you kindly for all your support. Yeah, then tomorrow there'll be a lot of brothers and sisters who are volunteering their day, yeah, to be here early to prepare for our guests to come here. Where we are going to meet up with them, we have to remind them how to become a better Muslim so that they qualify themselves to receive Al-Qawthar in the Day of Judgment, inshallah. We will see you tomorrow. Wabillahi tawfiqi wal akhri da'wana walhamdulillah bil alamin. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. But don't forget, brother and sister, the last 10 nights, do a lot of zikr. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.